Cordova Street, Anchorage, Alaska. Whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, at the Days Inn Anchorage, you can expect personal service, quality accommodations, and affordable rates. The downtown Anchorage Days Inn Hotel offers 116 rooms, each decorated with furnishings and amenities you expect from the expensive lodging chains. With its convenient location, quality accommodations, and friendly staff, there is no better lodging choice in the city. That's Days Inn Hotel, located at 321 East 5th Avenue. That's 5th and Cordova Street, Anchorage, Alaska. If you'd like to give them a call for reservations, the number is 907-276-7226. Or you might want to use their toll-free 800 number. That's 800-325-2525.
Hi, everybody. Johnny Holiday reporting on sports and happy
4th, 1988. You're listening to KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial. I'm Jim Adana, and this program is Alaska Gold Trails. Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Alaska Gold Trails. This is your radio show on mining in Alaska, past, present, and future. More specifically, folks, gold mining in Alaska's misty past, controversial present, and mysterious future. We've got a big surprise for you today. The big surprise is that we don't have a guest on the air. And with that in mind, you might well know that I am here in the studio all by myself, and if you don't call me at 479-TALK, that's 479-8255, we've got a couple of options. First of all, we can read the paper, which we might do anyway. Number two, I can tell you lies, which I might do anyway. And, or we can have what might go down in history as one of the most interesting of all Alaska Gold Trail shows with Jim Adana, and that's called The Quiet Hour. So, if you would like to give me a call at 479-8255, we can avert that quiet hour, and we can talk about what you want to talk about here on Alaska Gold Trails. Many times I've been asked the question, do I tape these shows? Well, the answer to that question, of course, is that yes, I do tape these shows. And the next question is, what do I do with the tapes? Well, I save the tapes, and eventually these tapes will wind up in the archives of the University of Alaska. So to answer your questions about whether or not this show is taped, there it is. And I think you will agree that many of the guests that I've had on are very interesting, and that these stories that they've given us should be at the university for future people to listen to. Have you ever thought back about the time before you came to Alaska? I know a lot of times I ask people what brought them to Alaska, and the answer many times is interesting. One of the questions I ask many of the pioneers, I ask them, what was the magnetism that drew you to Alaska? What was the juicy plum that enticed you into the frozen North Country? Well, some of the answers have been such thing as, I was born here. Well, that's an interesting answer. And the next one is, my father and mother brought me. And I don't suppose that we had much to say about those two reasons for coming to Alaska. One of the answers that I've had on occasion is that I followed my instinct for adventure, and that was quite a colorful answer to the question. Another was, I don't know why I came to Alaska, and some are none of the above. So with that in mind, I also asked several people, what did their families say when they told them or advised them that they were on their way to Alaska. Well, many of them said that they were crazy and that they shouldn't go to the frozen North Country and that they would be unhappy over it. Just a minute, we've got a call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, I just wanted to tell you why I came. It was my wife.
Pardon me?
My wife, that's why I came up here.
Your wife, huh?
Yeah.
And why, tell us the story behind that one.
Oh, I met her outside and then she was always sick for her homeland. And so I came up here to find out why, and I brought her up just to make her feel better after about 3 months. And then I could see why, and I wound up staying with her up here.
How long have you been in Alaska?
I don't know, since 76.
Since 76, eh?
Yeah.
Was Alaska her homeland?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And she had been here how long prior to that time?
She was born here.
I see. And so you traveled up here to Alaska. When you first came to Alaska, did you have it in your mind that you would experience 40 below and 50 below weather and in the winter and have to change your tires a couple of times a year and the big parkas and everything that you would have to wear during the winter?
No, I had in my mind, but I just didn't know.
Did you envision that in the spring of the year that those mosquitoes would zoom in on you and suck your blood from your veins?
No.
You didn't think about that at all. Neither did I.
But it's been nice. I enjoy the winters. I enjoy the snow for Christmas and that kind of stuff and for the seasons. And I enjoy the quiet and the serenity of here.
Well,
it's nice.
It's certainly something that is that has some kind of magnetism about it to keep us all here.
It's a lot of beauty, a lot of scenery. You see a lot of starting, especially in the beginning, early in the winter, you see that after the snow is down, and if you're driving home at night, you can see the moon on top of a tree, and it looks like a Christmas tree. The scenery it always looks like Christmas all the way around. And
you know,
it's just nice.
You go out on a day like today, and when I first walked out of the house this morning, it was refreshing, and the air was clean and crisp. There was a bit of a blue sky showing, and a little bit of cloud cover, and it was a refreshing day, and sometimes it was invigorating.
Mm-hmm. It is, and summers I couldn't believe either. So I never knew a day could be so long. So it makes it all real nice. It's all worthwhile.
Well, I want to thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Well, there's one reason for coming to Alaska, and back to what the family said. Maybe this chap can tell us what his family said.
Out in South Dakota in 1899, a farmer left his family for to work in the Yukon mine. His darling wife turned to him and took him by the hand. She said, you'll only find misfortune in that dark, forsaken land. Don't go, I don't go. Your dreams will soon be shattered in the cold and ice and snow. Don't go, ah, don't go. Don't go up to Alaska, don't go. Up the inside passage, you sail to Skagway Town. O'er the frozen white pass trail, this boy was Fairbanks bound. And as he moored his boat against the rippling Yukon shore, he thought he heard her lonesome cry call to him once more. Don't go, I don't go. Your dreams will soon be shattered in the cold and ice and snow. Don't go, ah, don't go. Don't go up to Alaska. Don't go. The farmer lay dying in a cabin on the claim. Not a friend for comfort, not a penny to his name. And through the swirling snowflakes of the howling Arctic wind, he thought he heard the echo of her pleading words again. Don't go, I don't go. Your dreams will soon be shattered in the cold and ice and snow. Don't go. Ah, don't go. Don't go up to Alaska. Don't go. I don't go. I don't go. Your dreams will soon be shattered in the cold and ice and snow. Don't go. Ah, don't go. Don't go up to Alaska. Don't go.
Well, that was a mighty fine tune, and what I'd like to do here is have a little contest. You know, Oxford Assaying and Assaying has often given away gifts of silver here on Alaska Gold Trails. And they said that if anybody could give us the name of the person who sang that particular song, they would be happy to give away a 1 ounce silver eagle, a 1987 silver eagle, to the person who could give us the name of the singer that said, that just sang, "Don't go to Alaska." And with that in mind, I'd also like to say that this is Jim Madonna on Alaska Gold Trails. We'll be here with you until 2 o'clock, and we'd be looking forward to your calls, questions, or anything you'd like to talk about. The, of course, the contest will be coming your way here rapidly. We have a number of fine gifts that will be given away on this Thanksgiving Day. And in addition to just a minute, we have a call. Hi, you're on the air.
Turn it on. Hello?
Hello.
I was going to answer the name of the singer of the song.
Sure.
Brian Jones.
Brian Jones, yeah. Can you give us a little information on Brian Jones?
He's worked in Alaska for a while. He's a geologist, I believe.
Right.
The reason I happen to know is because we have a couple of his tapes.
Uh-huh. And Brian Jones, if I'm not mistaken, graduated from the University of Alaska back here a few years ago.
Okay, I had heard that, but I wasn't aware of it now.
Yeah, with a degree in geology, and he'd worked in Alaska and the Brooks Range and all over the state. And following that period of time, he of course, cut the tapes. This particular tape is called Land of the Midday Moon.
Right.
And I think he has another tape out, and I'm not sure of the name of that.
The Alaska Reggae Lullaby.
Right. And that has a number of interesting songs on it as well. Do you have anything else you'd like to add about Brian?
I don't know that much about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, look, I'll tell you. What is your name?
Jerry Hobda.
Jerry, I'll tell you what. Why don't you pop over to Oxford Assaying and Refining? I don't think they're going to be open until Monday. But why don't you pop in over there, give them your name, and they, of course, will have that silver eagle waiting for you.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Once again, you're listening to KFAR 660 on your radio dial. This is Jim Madonna with Alaska Gold Trails. If you'd like to talk about mining in Alaska or anything else, give us a call here at 479-TALK. That's 479-8255. I want to talk a little bit about Oxford Assaying and Refining. You know, they've been my sponsors continually since I started the show back last year, and they're located at 208 Wendell Street. They're phone number is 456-3967. And there's a few things you might like to know about Oxford. They have been in business for about a decade here in the Fairbanks area. And they not only buy gold, but they sell gold as well. And for those people who are interested in getting a gift for that somebody special, they have gold nuggets over there, and it's appropriate at this time of year to mention that perhaps you might select a gold nugget that's appropriate for the style of the person you're interested in giving a gift to. And if you take one of those nuggets and take it over to one of the people who can do put loops and chains on the gold nugget, they make a beautiful gift for that somebody special. Once again, Oxford Ass Saying is located at 208 Wendell Street. Their number is 456-3967. And by the way, they also have a quote line, which you might like to know about. That's 452-7858 for the prices of gold, silver, and platinum. Hi, you're on the air.
Jim. Where can you get Brian Jones' tapes? I have tried several times, and I know that he was at the Miners' Convention in Anchorage a few years ago, and he said I could get them out the Gold Hill liquor store, out that store out there, but they didn't have them, so I don't know where you get them.
Doris, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to have a little contest. I'm going to give this particular tape away today, but you can also get them, as a matter of fact, Lee at Alaskan Prospectors gave this to me as one of the prizes on the show today, but she also has others there.
Leah does?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that's real good. I understand that he was pretty sick there for a while. He had cancer or something, and that's the reason they didn't have him the next year at the AMA convention in Anchorage.
Well, I think that he appeared two times at AMA in Anchorage, and it was the year before last mm-hmm. that he appeared. Mm-hmm. And, of course, these are kind of interesting tapes in that they are focused on Alaska. All
yes,
the songs are.
Well, of course, he's out in the bush, and that's what he does out there. He gets his guitar and ad-libs a lot of them, and I guess writes a lot of them down. But anyway, I hope he's all right. His health is all right. I understood that it could have been cancer or something. So.
Yeah, I just heard we recently received a letter from his wife regarding his new tape, and she didn't mention anything about his illness.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rose had told me a couple of years ago. But anyway, Rose Robotic.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I hope you and Leah have a very good Thanksgiving dinner.
Same to you, Doris.
Happy Thanksgiving to Leah. Tell her that.
Okay, I'm sure she's listening.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know.
Bye. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Treadwell Mine over in near Juneau, Alaska. I'm waiting for your phone calls, by the way. The number here is 474-TALK. That's 474-8255. Till I get a call from you, I'd like to give you a little bit of information about the Juneau Mine. It seems like a fellow by the name of Harris and another by the name of Joe Juneau was working for a couple of enterprising gentlemen out of Sitka, and they sailed over to the area. They were grubstaked by some fellows out of Sitka, and they went over into the area of Juneau, and they discovered the first gold in the Juneau area in Oxbow Basin. And after that, of course, there was a big rush into the Juneau area. The major mining started out as placer mining in the Oxbow Basin, and then that was followed by the discovery of the lode deposits not only in the area of Juneau, but also across the channel at Douglas Island. And eventually Treadwell made a discovery over there, and he began mining a couple of the lode deposits in that area. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. I wanted to ask you something about the difference between a sponsor and an advertiser. You keep mentioning that on your show.
Okay, if you want to you want to hold on, or you want to hang up, and I'll give you that.
Oh, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, thank you. Just to break in a minute here on the difference. Why don't I go ahead and finish this Treadwell and then business, and then we'll get back to what the difference is between a sponsor and an advertiser here on Alaska Gold Trails. At any rate, Treadwell went over to Douglas Island, and he began drifting into the side, and he made a discovery of a sizable gold deposit there. It was low-grade gold, but he began opening up the area, and then he enticed investors to come in, and they enlarged the mine, and they began dropping shafts down to considerable depths, and they found a glory hole there, and which was a big body of ore, and they mined out the glory hole. And what happened was that the way at least I understand it, is that the miners, mine bosses, began taking the pillars out of, or the roof support pillars out from the mine drifts, And as a result, the mine began caving in. And it was because of this caving that started in about 1909 that the mine became weaker and weaker, and until in about April of 1917, the entire mine caved in and closed what we call the Treadwell Mine. So that was basically the background of the Treadwell Mine, and Brian Jones here tells the story in a little bit more detail.
Jack Miller in 1909 headed up north to the Treadwell Mine, the Klondike Fairbanks off they go, headed up north on an endless road. 4 days steaming out of Puget Sound, betting all he's got on the underground. You know that heading up north, that's a heck of a load. Sure get weary on an endless road. Mining down deep in the Treadwell Mine, with the channel up above and the gold so fine. And a heading up north, that's a heck of a load. Sure get weary on an endless road. Half mile deep in the Juneau Hills, gonna mine that gold for the Treadwell Mill. Bad rock, bad air, scrambling low, half mile deep on an endless road. Mining down deep in the Treadwell Mine, with the channel up above and the gold so fine. And the bad rock, bad air, scrambling low, half mile deep, and it's an endless road. Here in the miner's spine, there's a rumbling sound in the Treadwell Mine, and the timber crack, rock fall, down she goes, half mile deep on an endless road. Mining down deep in the Treadwell Mine, with the channel up above and the gold so fine, and the timber crack, rock fall, down she goes, oh well, a half mile deep, and it's an endless road. Save for the skill of the hoistman's hand, they'd have died there steering as the flood began. As the old mules died in the stoves below, the water filled deep on the Treadwell gold. Mining down deep in the Treadwell Mine, with the channel up above and the gold so fine. As the old mules died in the stoves below, well, the water filled deep on the Treadwell gold. Mining down deep in the Treadwell Mine, with the channel up above and the gold so fine. As the old mules died in the stoves below, the water filled deep on the Treadwell gold.
Well, I've just been informed that I've been giving out the wrong telephone number. Shame on me. The number here is not 474, it's 479-8255. No wonder I haven't been getting many calls. Once again, the phone number here on Alaska Gold Trails is 479-TALK. And don't let me lie to you again. I said I might lie to you on the show today. The question that we had a little earlier was the difference between a sponsor and an advertiser. Perhaps the best way for me to explain the difference is to give you an ad. The way I see an ad is that when someone wants to get a message out to somebody, they advertise on the radio, which is certainly a good way to approach it. And so they buy spots on the radio. For example, Mining Extension may want to get the ad out or the information out to the public that they are going to hold a particular class. And so they will buy spots on the radio so that everybody hears that. Right now we've got a call. Let's see what they have to say. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, no.
They didn't want to be on the air. As I was saying, Mining Extension may want to get the word out that they're having a particular class, and so they would advertise on the radio in no particular area. For example, this spot right here, which I ran off real quick just for the interest of my students, and an upcoming possibility of a mining and milling class would be advertising. This is Jim Madonna from the University of Alaska Mining Extension Program. Folks, I mean, some of my students have requested that I put on a mining and milling class at the University of Alaska. And the requirements of that particular program is that we have a minimum number of students. There are 5 students now requesting the class, It requires a minimum of 8. So they have asked me to let you know that this class has a possibility of forming and being offered. It's a 12-week class. It meets 2 evenings a week for 3 hours each evening. And if there are any people out there who would be interested in learning more about mining and milling, I suggest you give me a call at 474-7702 and let us know of your interest. Is a group of, or a person or a group of people or a business that is interested in the style of a program such as Alaska Gold Trails. So a lot of people who are interested in, number one, mining in Alaska, number two, the pioneers of Alaska and what they did, might want to sponsor this program so that it could be provided for the interest of the public. And the people that are interested in those kinds of things then would sponsor the program. And there's two kinds of sponsors. First of all, there are the number one sponsors who pay for the sponsoring the ad through donations. And then there's the second sponsor who provides gifts during the different contests that we have on Alaska Gold Trails. Let me give you an example of one of the number one sponsors, and that's Gabe's Truck and Auto. Keeping in mind now that most of these people aren't just people that bought advertising on this show. These are people that I have known for many years and who are genuinely interested in this kind of a program. For example, Gabe's Truck and Auto is a live ad rather than a carded ad like you just heard. I know about Gabe's and Auto simply because I have taken my car to their business and they have serviced my vehicle over the years, long before I ever started on radio. And we also know that Gabe's Truck and Auto provides a lot of services over there. One of the services that I learned about early on was the IM inspection, and that they had the no pass, no pay policy. And in fact, I participated in that particular service by Gabe's Truck and Auto on a couple of occasions. Secondly, they also have towing available 24 hours a day. We know that they have 3 large tow trucks that are capable of any size of a job, and that you can, of course, get this type of service day or night over there at Gabe's Truck and Auto. In addition to that, they have a number of other services. They have general vehicle maintenance, of course, and they also have new and rebuilt engines that come with a 12-month warranty, and all these kinds of services, front-end alignment, and of course any kind of service that goes with the repair of an auto, a light truck, or a motorhome. So Gabe's Truck and Auto, of course, again, had the interest in this program and asked, or when we asked them to sponsor the program, they were more than willing. Their phone number over there is 456-6156. And I told a story one day about a lady that was driving up towards the University of Alaska on the entry road there, and the axle had broken in her car, and it apparently broke fairly close to the differential, and it had moved out, and the car had sunk down on that one side with this 2.5 foot of axle sticking out from the car with the wheel attached to the far side. And of course, I went up after talking to her for a moment, went up and phoned Gabe's Truck and Auto to come in and take care of her. Those are the kinds of things that I mentioned regarding these types of advertisers. So in reality, they're not advertisers, they're sponsoring the program. So that kind of answers that question, I think. And one of the other sponsors on the program, of course, is B&L Pawn Shop. And it's kind of interesting to note that Killer took a picture of Mount McKinley. It's a beautiful picture. And she coupled this with the B&L Pawn Shop ad, and they bought the back page of the telephone directory. And if you would like to know a little bit about B&L Pawn Shop, they loan, they buy, they sell, they trade, and they deal. And, of course, I've traded with B&L Pawn and known Bill and LeVon for a number of years. And once again, long before Alaska Gold Trails. And these people have built up a large inventory of and a variety of items over there, including cameras, stereos, and gold and TV, videos, jewelry, tools, guitars, guns, and car stereos. They're located at 605 Gaffney, and that's the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Their phone number is 452-3063 or 452-6491. So, this is one of my sponsors. Something else that I'd like to add here is that it's good for the people to know who my five sponsors are, because occasionally I give away prizes here on Alaska Gold Trails that are such as the silver coin, 1 ounce silver coin that we just gave away to Jerry, to those people who could answer some of the questions about our sponsors, such as who they are, where they are, and what they do. We'd like to know, we'd like to have a detailed answer on what people do. Now, today, instead of using, today I'd like to have a phone call. First of all, I'd like to have a phone call regarding what a fur rendezvous is. I don't know what a fur rendezvous is, and I'd like somebody that's had some experience with a fur rendezvous to tell me what a fur rendezvous is in detail. But more than that, I would like to give away a little gift for the person who will phone me in answer to this question. And Alaska Prospectors at 504 College Road, which has a large variety of crystals on hand, will provide a gift of amethyst crystal with a prospector mounted, a metal prospector mounted on its surface, to the person who will phone up and explain to me what the fur rendezvous was. Now, what's the basic requirements of a prospector? I think one of the basic requirements is that the guy be, or the person be, inquisitive, adventurous, and be thoroughly interested in the lure of discovery. Here we've got answer to our question, perhaps. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Jim, I think didn't it start out as a fur auction? All the trappers got together and sold their furs at public auction.
That's the way I understand it. Where was that?
I think in Anchorage.
Yeah, it was in Anchorage. Was there ever a fur rendezvous in Fairbanks?
No, not that I recall.
Yeah, I think the main one that originated was down in Anchorage.
Then, of course, it evolved. Into the big celebration and fair rendezvous races.
I think it was always a celebration of races and competition that went on when the pioneers came into the city to sell their furs, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Look, tell you what you do. What's your name?
Bill Tweedy.
Bill, why don't you pop over to Alaskan Prospectors? They'll be open tomorrow and on Saturday and pick up your prize. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And give us a call back and tell us what you think about it.
Okay.
I think it'll be a nice gift.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
You have a nice day.
Bye now.
Bye.
Well, let's just take a listen to this one and see if this fits what Bill has just told us.
Past Cold Creek by Big Lake, there's a cabin of logs and a husky old trapper out itching his dogs. It's 12 miles to the railroad where the steel rails are bound, where the grizzled old trappers will gather in town. From Buckland and Bettles, Brooks Mountain and Nome, from Anvikanoognak, wherever is home, by dog team or snow machine or ski plane they do, head southbound to the big town and the fur rendezvous. And it's mush, mush down 4th Avenue, when the Yukon, she's a-frozen, and the Koyukuk, too. From Naknek, Kuntutuliak, Nikobuk, they do. Head inbound to the big town and the fur rendezvous. A up Slocum Arm near Chichagof on the southeastern shore. A sourdough shoves at his snow-covered door. For God's sake, it's a-getting late and the sun started down. Gotta hustle to make the night plain into town. They'll wrestle, they'll rumble, chug beer and play cards. Run dogs till they're a-stumbling, then close up the bars. Each morning they'll swear off till breakfast is through, then start off again at the fur rendezvous. And it's mush, mush down 4th Avenue, when the Yukon she's a-frozen and the Koyukuk too. From Naknek Tunta to the Aknik Kobuka they do, head inbound to the big town in the fur rendezvous. It's madness, it's crazy, this midwinter blast. And it's only one drawback, it's over too fast. You're nuts if you show up, but boy, if you do, you'll always come back to the fur rendezvous. And it's mush, mush down 4th Avenue, when the Yukon she's a-frozen and the Koyukuk too. From Naknek Tunta to the Aknik Kobuka they do, head inbound to the big town at a fur rendezvous. From Naknek Tunta to the Aknik Kobuka they do, head inbound to the big town at a fur rendezvous.
By now you've probably heard of University Resume Service Alaska. Hi, I'm Phil Deischer, owner of University Resume. University Resume Service has been producing custom resumes in Fairbanks for 8 years. We are a professional writing business, and we have helped literally hundreds of people from every trade and profession sell themselves on paper. Professional writing is more than just typing. Indeed, professional writing is a unique skill, the way every profession is unique. Professional writing applied to your resume can give you the edge in landing the interview, which could lead to the job you want. A resume, which has numerous uses, usually takes about 2 hours to write. No more struggling over how to sell yourself on paper. In 2 hours or less, University Resume can have you armed with a custom resume and seeking the job you need for the career you want. For any kind of career writing, from resumes to loan applications, federal form SF-171 federal and state applications, call University Resume Service Alaska at 479-5747. For all types of professional writing, we're in the yellow pages under resumes.
Altree's kicking off the holiday season in style this Friday, beginning at a bright and early 7 a.m. Listen closely, because from 7 to 11 a.m. only, the Altree will hold absolutely nothing back. Everything in the store will be 30% off. Everything from leathers to sweaters to jeans, dresses, career suits, accessories, and more. Men's and women's fashions combined. 4 hours only this Friday, November 25th from 7 to 11 a.m. So rise and shine early and shop the Altree's 30% off store-wide sale. Because when the clock strikes 11, the sale's over.
Dynasty welcomes you. Chinese cuisine beyond compare. Experience the Far East, the savory smells, the colorful entrees. Dynasty welcomes you to the garden of culinary delights. Dynasty waits to serve you tonight. For authentic Chinese cuisine, visit Dynasty for their luncheon buffet or dinner. Or let Dynasty visit you with home delivery tonight, 456-6600. Eat at your house or eat at their house, but make it Dynasty. 456-6600 for reservations or home delivery.
Well, we were talking a little while ago about the basic requirements of a prospector. He had to be inquisitive, they have to be adventurous, and they have to experience be drawn by the lure of the discovery. Hi, you're on the air.
This is Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jim. This is Scott. Scott Rendish. Just wanted to say hello and wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Scott, thanks for the call.
And the church clan also wants to send their greetings and a happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Well, good. Thank you.
All righty.
And stay listening, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye.
What we were talking about is that, by the way, Scott, thanks for the call, and talk a little bit about what Scott likes to talk about here. He has the lure of adventure, in that he goes out into the country and searches for that gold, that elusive yellow metal. And I think that has to be a part of any young person's personality. And of course, I'm playing quite a bit of Brian K. Jones here, which is music and material that is produced by Brian, focused on Alaska and some of the mysteries of Alaska. So with that in mind, let's take one more shot at what Brian has to say.
Well, I was driving to Fairbanks a few years ago when a sign caught my eye by the side of the road, and an old dusty trail pointed the way to a rundown ghost town still standing today. Well, I was kind of tired, and I guess it didn't have much sense, and I decided to take a look and take time for a rest, and I pointed my old Chevy down that long dusty road to see the attractions of a town they called Old Sourdough. Well, I drove for about an hour from one rut to another till the dust got so thick that I thought it would smother. And, you know, I thought about turning around once or twice, but that didn't make much sense. And after all, the country was awful nice, and there was a funny feeling inside of me, like maybe up ahead there was something I had to see. And what that feeling was, I really didn't know. But there was something waiting for me in Old Sourdough. Well, about the time the dust got thick enough to kill me, I topped a hill, and sure enough, down below, I could see a bunch of old buildings sort of scattered around. It was the tired remains of an old mining town. There was only one street with six or seven buildings on each side, and a big sign over the livery stable read, "Horses to Ride." And of course, the old saloon, why, that's where I wanted to go. Sure to be the hot spot in Old Sourdough. But then I saw something move out of the corner of my eye from inside the saloon, but I couldn't see what it was. It was too dark inside, and my nose caught the scent of old, still and musty air, and I thought, well, alone in a ghost town, who'd be in there? And then through the door, there appeared an old man, and on his face was a smile, and he had the look of a friend, and his eyes sparkled brightly as he looked to and fro, while standing before me was a real old sourdough. Well, his legs kind of shook as he walked across the street, and he looked to me like the kind of fella I might like to meet. So I waved, and I smiled, and I did things of that kind, but he paid me no notice at all. He must have had other things on his mind. Well, as I stood there, I watched him walking for a time, and I saw that up the hill he was headed for an old gold mine. So I thought, I'll tag along, let him show me where to go. After all, he was the old sourdough. Well, the wind in the tundra made a strange, eerie sound, and I saw that his feet made no mark on the ground. And I found myself frozen as I stared at that mine, long abandoned and caved by the harsh winds of time. Then a dust devil sprang from the sourdough's side, and it whisked him aloft towards a now dusky sky. And a voice cried out, "Young man, you best go, 'cause this place belongs to that old sourdough." Well, I caught a hold of myself about good enough to breathe, and I decided it was about time for me to leave. And I guess I made my feet move about as fast as they would go, and I turned my back on that old sourdough. But when I got back up on top of the hill, I got out of my car, and I stood there real still, and I looked down below at that old mining town, and the valley so peaceful for miles and miles around. And off in the distance, I thought I could see through the night the soft flickering glow of an old oil lamp light. And if I listened real hard and the wind didn't blow, well, I could hear the faint working sounds of that old sourdough.
Since 1982, the sound of long-distance competition has been music to Alaskan ears. Today, you can dial out of state for 48% less than just 6 years ago. GCI has led the competition with the best service at the lowest rates around. A lot of our wishes have come true, but wouldn't it be nice if GCI could bring the benefits of competition to in-state long distance?
When you look for a laundromat, cleanliness is a top priority. That's what you'll find when you visit Plaza Cleaners in the Washington Plaza Mall. State-of-the-art commercial washers, all with extractors which save you time and money on drying. At Plaza Laundry, there are private showers and dressing rooms available.
Plaza Cleaners is a full-service dry cleaners, offering professional care of all clothes, drapes, leathers, and furs. It's all right there at Plaza Cleaners in Washington Plaza Mall.
I want to take just a moment to tell you about one of my sponsors here on Alaska Gold Trails, and that's Hector's Welding. You know, Hector's been around for decades, as a matter of fact, and they've been doing a lot of the welding for some of the big construction jobs around and in the state of Alaska. And more recently, in the past decade or so, they have launched into the production of highly efficient sluicing systems. And they were on the cutting edge of developing the multiple channel sluice boxes, which of course use decreased mechanical energy to more efficiently extract the fine gold particles from the auriferous gravels. But they do a lot more than just fabricate sluice boxes for the placer mining industry. They also support the placer mining industry through a great many other services. They can replace dozer blade liners. They also rebuild loader buckets and ripper shanks. They do heavy equipment repairs and modifications. And of course, as I just pointed out, mining equipment fabrication is their specialty, including sluice boxes, conveyors, feeders, grizzlies, and screening plants. They also fabricate specialized riffles and punch plate. You want to keep in mind that every stream seems to have its own character and demand its own special type of sluicing system. So keep Hector's in mind when you're beginning to develop that particular type of classifying system and sluicing system necessary for your particular creek. In addition to that, we want to keep in mind that Hector's now have flocculants. They are the gel log distributor here in the Fairbanks area, and there's a free test kit available for you at Hector's. And of course, Hector's is located at 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Their phone number out there is 488-6432. Once again, location, 13 Mile Richardson Highway. Their phone number, 488-6432. And tell them you heard about their sponsoring Alaska Gold Trails from Jim Madonna here on KFAR Radio 660 on your radio dial. Now, with that in mind, I had one little message. Somebody called me and said that they had a dog that they had found. It was a Springer Spaniel. It was brown and white. They're located out at Hollowell Road in North Pole. Their number is 488-3653. Once again, if you've lost a Springer Spaniel, some folks out at North Pole have found one. The number is 488-3653. Now, we want to talk just briefly about some of the how the miners work here in the state of Alaska. Naturally, unlike the lower states, the miners here in Alaska have to do all their work in the summertime, and in the fall of the year they repair their equipment, and after they've gone down to the fur rendezvous, in many cases they go outside, and some of them go to places like Hawaii and perhaps Nevada, Reno, Las Vegas, Arizona, where the deserts are hot and dry. And, you know, during the latter part of the year, or the early part of the spring, when that sand starts getting too hot for them, they return to Alaska. And that's exactly what Brian Jones is saying here.
When the dusty road wound round the hill in the desert, and my eyes in the sun played a game in the valley below, I thought of the feel of the northern air in the evening, and the crack of the snow beneath my boots when it's 20 below. Well, it's a wicked place, this frozen state in the Northland. And the bitter cold can make a timid man feel strong. So when you long for the cold and the winter's endless darkness, you've been a stranger to that northern land too long. And I think it's time we got back to Alaska and met old friends at the Malamute Saloon. Sam McGee is gone,
from the land of the midnight sun. But oh, we get along in the land of the midday moon. I stood in the mist on a lonely pier in Seattle, and I watched my ship as it bent to the swells of the bay. Then I climbed on board and we headed north to Skagway. And that wide and lonely country seemed to say, I think it's time you got back to Alaska and met old friends at the Malamute Saloon. Sam McGee is gone from the land of the midnight sun, but oh, we get along in the land of the midday moon. Well, it's a timeless place, and the winters are getting tamer. And on each clear night, the northern lights still shine. I'm just one more man who's lost his soul to Alaska. One more man who's left the world behind. And it feels so right in being back in Alaska and meeting old friends at the Malamute Saloon. Sam McGee is gone from the land of the midnight sun, but we can get along in the land of the midday moon. Sam McGee is gone from the land of the midnight sun, whoa, but we can get along in the land. We can get along in the land, oh, we can get along in the land of the midday moon.
Once again, the time slipped away, folks. It's been fun. This is Jim Adana on Alaska Gold Trails. See you next week right here. My guest will be Beaver Warner.
From ABC News, I'm...